Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the state of public education with Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute, snow-covered Houghton, New York. Ralph, is there ever a time where it's not snow-covered there? I just want to know.
Actually, Bob, up until about 10 days ago, I could see the grass outside my house.
Oh, my goodness.
All that bad reputation that we have in Western New York, you need to rethink that, Bob.
Hey, that global warming, that must be real. Well, hey, for the second time, Ralph, there is a call to cancel standardized testing in New York due to the pandemic. We've talked about this a lot on this program, the problems with online learning, and that's one of the reasons why they're making this call this year. Do you think that's prudent at this point? It has been a while since those third through eighth graders have been subject to those exams.
I really think it is the right decision. It's just totally unfair to the students to be giving them a standardized test because there's been no standard for the instruction that's been given. I mean, teachers have worked really hard in most districts to try to do the instruction remotely. But overall, I think the consensus is it doesn't really work that well. And given the inability of some students to, you know, even receive the instruction, others not desiring to do it, and their parents not, you know, imposing that on them, I think it'd be a great disservice to everybody to be involved in standardized tests this year.
Well, hey, it's a big day in New York State. Today starts high-risk winter sports, hockey, volleyball, basketball, cheerleading, wrestling. I may be missing one, but those are the big ones. Are you concerned at all about the potential spread of COVID with those sports being back in business?
Well, I really am. As I've said consistently on this program, I wish that we would be more concerned about getting schools open for academics than to be concerned about starting winter sports. And actually, just at the end of the week, Section 6 announced that wrestling is not included in these new sports allowances. They're going to put them off until May because they said because of the close contact. And apparently, if you wore a mask while you're wrestling, you actually could choke. Along with that, though, there were some guidelines put out. It now requires medical clearance for each student, approval from the board in the district. And also, this is really interesting, a rolling average of a positivity rate of no higher than 4%. And at least in Western New York, there are no counties that have a rolling average of less than 4%. I'm guessing that that may be the case throughout the state.
So interesting.
It may not happen. It's just a shame that we're, I think, I know you're a big sports guy, I am too, yeah. But I would rather see us get students back for academics before we get involved with athletics.
And it's certainly going to look a lot different when they do it. No fans in the stands and a lot of other things going on too. But hey, the push to get the kids back in school, the CDC says it's safe. Most teachers, most parents, some kids, emphasize some, want to be back in school. But powerful teachers unions oppose this. I see in Buffalo there's litigation now to keep the schools closed. Why is there such a hesitancy on the part of unions to open schools?
Well, let me just clarify, Bob, that it's the unions in the larger cities that are opposed to it. There are literally hundreds of school districts in New York and Pennsylvania where the teachers are back to work and the unions are supporting that. It's hard for me to understand why the unions are being as obstinate as they are. I mean, the feds gave $15 billion to schools the last time around to help them with protocols and that. And most schools have done what they could. But for whatever reason, the unions, again, in the big cities, are just putting up every roadblock. And I think it's a tragedy.
All right. And that will have to be the last word this week. Just like that, our time is up. But if you have questions about our public schools, there's a great resource you can go to, Ralph. And what is that, sir?
Thank you, Bob. It's simply yrun.org. www.fanclub.org.